Hello gorgeous, welcome back to my channel. And for my new subscribers, thank you guys so much for subscribing. The A team is almost at 1,000 subscribers, guys. It's been what, a week, if that? I can't believe it. Like, you guys are so awesome. It blows my entire existence away. I also just want to say, please excuse my voice because I was sick in my last video and then it got worse after that. Now I'm actually feeling a little bit better, but my voice is in and out, yada, yada, yada. These lashes actually that I do have on are from my friend's line, which I will also have in the description box below. And this gorgeous, gorgeous hair that I'm wearing today, it's so natural looking, it's very cute, is my friend's line. Her information will be in the description box below as well. Before we get into this video, I want you guys to follow me on Instagram. That will of course be right here. And of course, I want you guys to turn on the notifications so that you guys are notified every single time that I post. And also, do not forget to subscribe to this channel, of course, if you are not subscribed already. And without further ado, let's get into the video. Okay guys, today's video is going to be 5 real ways how to get over a guy that you like. And I know what you're thinking. Why would I want to get over a guy that I actually like? Well, here's the thing, babe. You want to get over him because obviously he doesn't like you back, or he doesn't like you enough to reciprocate your feelings towards him. Okay, so I wrote down a list of 5 things because you guys know I write down everything pretty much. And in no particular order per se, but this is real advice, guys. So it may be harsh to some. You guys may not agree with it, but this is real. So, number one, start talking to other guys, period. I don't care, babe. I don't care how you're doing it. Talk to other guys. You know, if you are the type of person that likes to date, you know, on an app, then go do that. If you are the type of person that, you know, you want to meet people in real life, then go do that too. But you have to distract yourself so that you're making yourself emotionally unavailable, so you're not thinking about that sleazeball that just is not reciprocating, you know, or matching your effort, you know? Because as you guys know on this channel, aside from valuing yourself and all of these things, I also promote, you know, no more wasting your time, because people love to do that. Men love to do that. They love to waste your time. So we're not going to give them any more of that. So don't waste your time another moment thinking about this guy who doesn't like you, you know what I mean? Or isn't matching your effort, giving you those mixed signals, all of those things. Because honestly, for every one guy that doesn't like you, there's going to be 100 more that will. You know what I mean? Can I say this thing? Tip number 2, this is a physical thing. Start working out. Level up, babe, okay? Take pictures of you in the gym. Oh, love getting fit, you know, 2019, gonna get fit. These are my new goals. Whatever, I don't care. Because obviously I assume you guys are still following each other, you know, on Instagram. Oh, and here's another thing. Unfollow him and have him still follow you. You know what I mean? Don't do it immediately because don't make it obvious. These are the things. When you're leaving and you know that you want to just, you know, don't even grant them the, you know, satisfaction of letting them know you're just not going to talk to them anymore. Literally just act different, be different, because then that's when they'll start to notice, oh wow, like she's not texting me as often, or she's not paying attention to me at all, she's not even answering my, you know, my calls or my texts, but I see her posting on Instagram. I know that sounds like a petty game, but the only reason why we're playing like this is because you lost your chance, right? You're over. So I'm just going to be different and act different. And now all of a sudden you only want to show me attention because I'm literally ignoring you. I don't play that game. So you're done, you're over. But you are going to watch me level up. Can I say this thing? Yeah, just be healthy. Start posting healthy things that you're doing. Oh, trying to drink 64 ounces of water a day. Oh, I'll get there. You know, 2019, I'm so excited to work on my goals. I don't know, say anything. I don't care. Tip number 3, post literally about how busy you are. Babe, I don't care what you're doing, you know? Okay, go to a dinner place and you know, even go to a place that you guys have went to together, maybe before, right? And if you girls have, I'm talking about if you're at least over the age of, I'll even say 22, 21, 22, and you haven't been on a solid date yet with a guy in terms of, you know, going to a restaurant. I mean a restaurant, not like Red Lobster, Applebee's, that's not what I'm talking about. Then these people should be actually taking you out on dates. So go to a restaurant. Let's say you guys went to Nobu. Nobu is in, well, it's in Manhattan, and it's also, there's one in LA as well. It's a sushi place. I'm just throwing that out there. You guys went to Nobu. Go to Nobu with your friends. It doesn't even have to be another guy. And literally just take a picture of your dinner or take a boomerang. Just post it on social media. Because he's going to see it. He's going to see your story. He's going to see that you posted this. And you being out, again, this is all about, wait, when did my nail break? Oh my gosh. You guys, I just noticed my entire nail broke. This has never happened to me before. I didn't even feel it break. No. Whatever. So, again, these are all tips, again, to make your, force yourself, because you have to. You have to force yourself into the mentality of, I'm going to fill my headspace with everything possible but thinking about you. The only time that your brain is slowing down where you should finally come to the conclusion of, I'm not with this, I don't want to like this person anymore, is when you're going to sleep at night. You know, and even then you should have a couple numbers. You know, if you don't want to give out your real number, download those text-free numbers so you don't have to give out your number. I know I don't like giving out my number. If you guys personally know me, whoever personally knows me that watches this knows I change my number every year. I mean, can I say this thing? Maybe one day that'll slow down, but you know, even the guy that I was seeing, you know, recently, he was like, why did you change your number? He thought that I was changing it because of a certain reason, but that's just me. I don't like a lot of people having my number for some reason. It's always how I've been, you know? So anyways, you want to post a picture or anything of you at dinner with your friends, even order the same meal. I mean, you guys wanna know something? I've done this myself. I literally went out and I went to the same restaurant I went to with this guy, and I ordered the same meal that he ordered for me, and I posted it on my Instagram. Because did you think that life was going to slow down because I left you? I don't think so, right? Think again. You know, it's all about being proactive, ladies, thinking smarter, working smarter. That's what it's about, you know? I gotta tell you, these are real facts, real things. Tip number four. I need you guys to read empowering books. Guys, this tip is so important. I was even reading in one of the books that I'm gonna, one of the authors that I'm gonna mention of these books that I really, really strongly encourage you to read. She said, listen to empowering songs. You know, yes, I do love, you know, I love all types of music, to be honest with you guys. And yes, I am someone that loves, you know, very classy things, princess-like things. I'm very feminine. I'm very girly. But if you're the type of person, you know, I also enjoy, you know, some trap music here and there, you know, a little twerk here and there. You know what I'm talking about? Can I say this thing? Whatever you do for fun, whatever your vice is, you know what I mean? Listen to empowering music. Like, what are those... these two girls, they're these rappers. I don't know if you girls have ever heard of them. City Girls. I mean, honestly, they are pretty ratchet, but their music, it's just so empowering. It makes you just want to be like, yeah, get money. Forget these guys. Yeah, like, I don't know. At least that's how I felt when I listened to their album. What is that song they have? Where the Bag At? There's a song that they literally have called Where the Bag At. And you guys should listen to that song, okay? Listen to that song. Let me know what you think. And if you know the song, let me know if you like the song. And I personally, honestly, I think it's empowering. And listen, babe, this is real stuff, right? So we're gonna do whatever works. Because again, when you keep telling yourself and you're forcing yourself into this mentality, because this is not a breakup. This is not advice when you break up with someone. This is just leaving someone that is not reciprocating, you know, matching your effort. So with that being said, you have to move accordingly. You know, it is what it is. So the authors of these books are Bruce Bryans, and then the other one, guys, if anyone, I should have named this girl first, Karen King. Now, I'm not going to say the title of the book because I'm just not. It's out there. I'll just say that. The title of the book, it's out there. It's called The Power of Something, you know? And it's a very, you know, eye-catching title. But more importantly, what's in the book is actually of substance. Honestly, I highly recommend you ladies read her book and thank me later. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it at that. I will also be providing the links to all of these resources down below. Anytime I mention something, guys, I want you to know that it will always be in the description box below, so you don't have to worry about having to go back to this, you know, point in the video or trying to remember what I said, because I will always be putting it in the description box, because I want you guys to have an easy time navigating around the resources that I mentioned. It's important that we educate ourselves too, right? Because this is doing what? This is adding value to yourself. This is making you more intelligent. And it's also giving you another perspective so that you broaden your horizon and you're being introduced to new things. This book, guys, and those, first of all, those two authors are just amazing. They've wrote incredible books. I actually have a lot of their books. I have both of Karen's books. I believe she wrote two. And I have about four of Bruce Bryans' books on Kindle. So these books, again, if you're not someone that wants to listen to the ratchet music, you know, to kind of get yourself out of that funk and get yourself out of that mode, then I would definitely, you know, read, you know, those books to help encourage yourself and, you know, get over that person, you know, not matching your efforts. And you know what? Lastly, tip number five, guys, don't ever allow your emotions to cloud your judgment. Do not ever. We've all been there. We've all done it. But hon, you are not going to do it again. Can I say this thing? You are not going to let your emotions cloud your judgment again, because that's what got you here, right? But we all have to start from somewhere. You know, if you're, you know, young, if any of my subscribers are younger than I am, I'm 24. If you're younger than me, you know, you do have to make some mistakes before you get to this step. Sometimes, you know, in life, we really can't skip certain things, right? You know, like you can't skip your permit test if you want to drive. You can't skip the driving lessons if you want to learn how to drive. You can't skip the road tests, you know. You can't skip at least getting your heart broken once or twice. When I heard this, I thought to myself, yeah, right. I don't have to ever in my life be hurt by a guy or get my heart broken. But unfortunately, you do have to experience a little bit of heartache. I don't know if I would ever say that I've been heartbroken before, but I've had a couple disappointments, of course. You know what I mean? But I've never been, you know, really, by definition, I believe, heartbroken. But I have been severely devastated. Yes, so tip number five, like I said, it's very important that we stay in control of our emotions, ladies. This will allow you to get over that guy that is not matching your efforts. Why? Because now you're thinking logically. Wait, okay, I just spoke to him on Monday and it's Friday and he hasn't spoken to me at all. Or we go from speaking every day pretty much and he's speaking to me, he hasn't spoken to me at all today. There is no excuse for any guy that claims he likes you. Men are hunters, they're chasers, they go after what they want. There's no excuse for him to not be texting you. If he's not texting you, he's not thinking about you. Do not overthink it. Do not overcomplicate it. Do not make excuses for it. Do not. Don't. You heard it from me. I wish I had someone to tell me this when I was going through it. Babe, I mean, come on. You gotta stop ignoring your intuition. You have to stop making excuses for why these guys are not reciprocating and matching your efforts. There is no excuse for it. You are just not as, you're not important enough. He just doesn't want you right now. He wants to play games, right? That's what he wants to do. Let him do it. He will watch the level up. He will. You know, if this is not someone that you've broken up with, of course, because this is not a what to do after a breakup video. But if this, if the case is where you guys are just friends and you guys are talking and you feel like you've spent enough, you know, time with him for him to, you know, at least, you know, match your effort, and he's not doing that, oh, unfollow, because following you would indicate that I care about what you're doing, right? And I don't. And if you do, babe, keep telling yourself you don't. Unfollow him. Don't even think about it. Just literally unfollow him. I know it's hard. I know it's hard, but I've done it. So I can say it can be done. Okay? So you can do it. Unfollow him, and he'll be so confused because he won't even see this thing coming. You know? So he's still going to be following you, not anticipating that you even unfollowed him. And then all of a sudden, you're just acting, you know, you're being happy. And eventually you genuinely, you know, you're not heartbroken, like I said, so you will easily overcome something like this. You're just, you know, showing out a little bit. So let him know, oh, you missed this. And I will always be the one that got away, and I will never return. Okay? That's all I'm saying. I want to stress the importance of how empowering it feels to walk away from somebody that isn't matching your efforts. It is such an empowering feeling, you know? That person probably thinks, oh, she'll be back. You know, she's not going to leave me. She likes me too much. No, I will, actually. Yeah, I will. And so will you. If a man is not giving you what you think you deserve, and of course you've probably hinted at it, he's not an idiot. He's not an idiot. They know what's up. Guys know that 11 times out of 10, women always want some sort of commitment, right? Some sort of exclusivity. Not even some, exclusivity period, right? And they know that you're leaning towards that, and they want to act oblivious and nonchalant, and they want to do whatever they want to do. It's simply because they don't care, and they're not regarding your feelings. That's it. You do not reward something like that. You don't reward those actions with more affection and annoying them and hitting them up like, hey, how come you haven't texted me, you know, in a whole day? Well, I'm letting you know the answer to that, babe. Before you send that text, I'm telling you the answer. It's because he doesn't care. It's hard. It hurts. I know. And I know how it feels, but he doesn't care. And I'm not even laughing about it, but it's just like, it's funny to me because I've been there, and I'm thinking to myself like, wow, the answer was so simple and I unconvinced myself of it. The things we do, and not even all the time for love at that, right? Just for like's sake. Don't save yourself the headache, right? I was reading this quote actually on Instagram today, and it was saying, if the feeling was mutual, your efforts will be matched, or your efforts would be matched. I'm going to repeat that again. If the feeling was mutual, your efforts will or would be matched. Period. If you guys go to my Instagram right now, you'll see that I posted that in my IG story. And it's so true. Don't ever forget that. In fact, I have a highlight section on my Instagram that you guys can look at that I saved a whole bunch of quotes that I think are amazing and that I think is worthwhile, you know, looking at. I suggest you ladies look through them because, you know, there's a lot of incredible quotes that I've saved, and who doesn't love quotes? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Okay, guys. So now we are at the end of this video. What I want you guys to take home is this message. You can do this. You can walk away from any situation, any circumstance that does not serve you. Because intuitively, you know what's going on. You know that that guy is dating other people. You know that that guy is sleeping with other people. If he's your boyfriend, if he's the guy that you like, You know when a guy intuitively is playing games with you. It is just something innate that we have. A gift from God, actually. You know when they're playing games with you. And the second you feel that way, you are done. He is done. If anyone could ever play with you, knowing the value of yourself, right? You will, it's insulting. It's like, please. I do not even want to deal with that because I know what it feels like to, you know, ignore my intuition. I know what it feels like when my efforts are not reciprocated. There is no reciprocity. I love that word. There will always be a reciprocity effortlessly if somebody was on the same page as you, right? It's like going to dinner and you and your friend or you and the guy you're seeing, you guys both want, you know, Mexican food. It was easy. It was effortless. You guys both wanted the same thing. It's really that cut and dry. There really is. It's not as complex as we make it out to be, babes. It really isn't. Hone into that. Like I always tell you guys, lean into your intuition. Believe yourself. What you're feeling is real. As soon as you start to feel confused, a disconnect, you can try and mention it, gauge what he says, but there's a reason why you're feeling that. There's a reason why you're feeling that. He's playing games, right? At the end of the day, leave and do not ever go back. I learned something. And you know, I take my own advice now. I really do. I will not, and I don't want you guys to ever stick around in a situation that just simply isn't for you. And you know it's not for you. Why are you still there? I'm confused. You're breaking your own heart. You're inflicting your own wounds. You have the answer and you choose to say, why are you doing this? Right? I want you guys to really follow these five tips. You know, let's just go over them one more time. Tip number one, you're going to talk to other guys. Tip number two, you're going to start working out, eating healthy. That's very important. You will post about this. Number three, you're going to post how busy you are. Oh, girls night out. Oh, going out with the girls. You know what? Heck, even take a picture with a attractive guy, you know, and post it on your page too to show like, oh, like with this cutie, so good to meet you. Anything, right? Because we're showing out a little bit. Can I say this thing? Is this real? Is it too real for you? I mean, I'm just saying. Number four, read empowering books. Don't forget, it will be in the description box below. Number five, do not ever let your emotions control you. All right? And guys, that is the end of this video. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Again, turn on the post notifications so that you know every time that I post. Do not forget to subscribe to this channel. And of course, also follow me on my Instagram. I love you ladies so much. All my new subscribers, welcome to the A-Team. Let's continue to grow, thrive, empower one another, uplift one another. Okay? And I love you and God loves you. And I'll see you guys in my next video.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool, but financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.